From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump approved new sanctions on Iran Friday while stopping short for a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Mr. Trump said he was waiving the nuclear sanctions for the last time in order to give Congress and European allies 120 days to improve the agreement or face U.S. abandonment of the pact. The president's proposals to fix the deal's disastrous flaws include Iran's agreement to open all sites immediately to international inspectors and an assurance from Tehran that it'd never develop a nuclear weapon. Robert Mulley, conflict resolution specialist and president of the International Crisis Group.
That's what creates this constant feeling of fragility about the deal, which is at some point the Iranians may say, wait a minute, our deal was we get economic relief, you get nuclear relief. Right now you want the nuclear relief and you want to chip away at the economic benefits we're getting. At some point they may decide it's not worth it for them.
According to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missiles and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. The bodies of two more crew members of an Iranian oil tanker have been recovered after a collision last week between the tanker and a Chinese cargo ship. Chinese state media say that the bodies were recovered Saturday morning on the deck of the adrift, still-burning Sanchi. A body found earlier this week is believed to be another of the 32 crew members, which included 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis. The salvage team tried to reach the crew's living quarters Saturday, but turned back by high temperatures. Its 21 crew members, all Chinese nationals, the other ship were rescued after the collision. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's vulgar comments to U.S. lawmakers explaining his opposition to Haitian and African migrants has sparked outrage and condemnation at home and abroad. U.N. Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville called the comments racist.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia that will potentially disrupt and even destroy the lives of many people.
Mr. Trump reportedly said migrants from Africa come from S-hole countries, remark Democratic Senator Richard Durbin confirmed that Trump used during the meeting on immigration. Friday, the African Union mission in Washington issued a statement expressing infuriation, disappointment, and outrage over the unfortunate statement made by the president. Pope Francis visits Chile and Peru next week, a trip that was meant to focus on the concerns of indigenous people, but it's now likely to be overshadowed by the church's sex abuse scandal in Chile and political troubles in Peru. Only a few days ahead of the trip, vandals in Chile firebombed three churches in the capital, Santiago, and left a note that read, Pope Francis, the next bomb will be in your robe. Authorities say no one was hurt in any of the attacks early Friday and only minor damage was reported. Rescuers in California have started making a second pass through areas hit by deadly mudslides earlier this week, searching for survivors in the disaster already known to have killed 17 people. On Friday, the estimated number of people missing was down to 5 after an estimate of 43 on Thursday. Santa Barbara County spokesperson Amber Anderson told reporters that some 1,250 emergency workers were at work Friday, slogging through soupy mud and uncertain footing to search for anyone who's still trapped. The searchers are using all-terrain vehicles and helicopters, but downed power lines and blocked roads are now complicating their efforts. Tuesday's mudslides in Santa Barbara County were the result of wildfires followed by a heavy storm that sent rivers of debris streaming down steep hillsides. U.S. President Trump's physician on Friday declared him in excellent health after his first known physical checkup since his inauguration nearly 1 year ago. The examination was conducted at Walter Reed National, conducted by a U.S. Navy Rear Admiral who is the president's personal physician. Mr. Trump spent a little more than 3 hours at the facility. Since federal health privacy laws also cover the president, it will be up to him to decide what information to release. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.